Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the latest Buy, Hold, Sell podcast brought to you by LiveWire Markets. I'm your host, Vishal Tekshanani, and I hope you're all keeping well during these unprecedented times. It may be hard to see it or feel it in the short term, but there are a handful of great growth stocks out there which are set to prosper as the coronavirus reshapes the global economy and accelerates structural trends which are already in motion. In this episode, Nick Griffin of Munro Partners and Charlie Aitken from Aitken Investment Management discuss six international ideas. The first is a fabled consumer brand that's benefiting from ditching the need to wear office attire. The second is a technology giant akin to where Amazon was 5 years ago. The third is an entertainment business that's entrenched in our daily lives. The fourth is a car manufacturer benefiting from the shift to electric. The fifth is a cloud-based software company that's integral for businesses wanting a deep and rich view of their customer data. The sixth is a mighty call by Nick, which he describes as the most important company in the world, but one that you probably haven't heard of. The ticker codes for these companies, as well as the full transcript and video for this episode, is available on livewiremarkets.com. Let's jump into the episode, moderated by my co-host Matthew Kidman, to hear from Nick and Charlie. Please bear in mind that this episode was recorded on the 7th of April, 2020. I hope you enjoy listening to it, and if you did, please subscribe to our channel, and I hope you have a great day.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets. I'm Matthew Kidman. I'm joined by Nick Griffin from Munro Partners and Charlie Aitken from Aitken Investment Management. And we're going to start looking long-term. Those growth companies that won't skip a beat, that in 5 years' time, they'll be still growing and you can make a lot of money out of. Nick, I'll start with you. Nike, you can buy it online. Everyone's out there running. Buy, hold, or sell?
Look, yeah, we think it's a buy. I mean, look, it's a great brand. It's moving to a direct-to-consumer model. It was already quite advanced at that point. The only problem with it is the valuation, but I think if you hold it for long enough, you'll always do fine with Nike.
Charlie, I can see you as a bit of a Nike man. No doubt you get out and probably knock off 15, 20 Ks a day. Buy, hold, or sell?
You know me so well, Matthew. we're going to buy on Nike. It's one of our top five holdings. Had a result the other day that was actually all right. That shows the online channel is actually getting traction, direct to consumer. One of the few things you're actually allowed to do in this coronavirus problem is actually exercise. And we think the trend to athleisure wear is a structural trend. I think this is the first time I've actually worn business attire in 3 weeks. And I've actually ordered a pair of Nike shoes over the internet, which arrived 2 weeks ago. So look, we think, yeah, the valuation's a little bit full at the moment, but on any weakness, we're happy to buy Nike.
You're just ahead of me. Okay, let's get over to Asia. Alibaba, the behemoth of China. Buy, hold, or sell?
I'm a buy on Alibaba. We hold Alibaba, dominant market position, playing everything through the cloud, through to e-commerce, and also the recovery in the Chinese consumer is going to be ahead of the rest of the world, as they appear, if you believe the data, to have dealt with the virus ahead of everyone else. So we like Alibaba here.
Nick, it's hard to see how Alibaba can go wrong at this point. It's in the right spot and it's in the biggest market in the world. Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, look, we're a buy. We're a buy also. I think what's interesting about Alibaba, if you look at it really closely, is most of its businesses are still not profitable. So unlike Amazon, its cloud business is still not profitable. Its video business is not profitable. Its food delivery businesses are not profitable. So it's almost a bit like Amazon 5 years ago. And it's selling to a much bigger market. So from that point of view, yeah, it still looks great here.
Okay, Nick, staying with you. We all used to like streaming and now it's the only thing we're allowed to do. Netflix, buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, look, we're a buy on this one as well. Put simply, there's a couple of big internet platforms out there that ultimately through network effects should be winner takes most. Netflix will be one of a handful of streaming services that we will use for the rest of our lives. There will be other ones, of course, but you'll be able to count them on one hand and Netflix is going to be one of them and that's going to be worth a lot of money one day.
Charlie, it's a pretty competitive environment. It's a big companies going up against Netflix. Buy, hold, or sell?
No, we've got to buy on Netflix as well. I think this has been an amazingly fortuitous moment for Netflix as well, because if you think about the competition, not from Disney Plus, but from cable. Cable is all about sport. Think about Foxtel. Think about ESPN. Their offering is zero at the moment because of no sport globally. So I think that you're going to see big subscriber growth from Netflix. It's going to surprise everyone. Whether they can keep those subscribers once coronavirus ends, who knows? But we think it's the dominant platform and it's got the widest variety of entertainment on it. So we're a buy on it.
There's not many places we're allowed to drive these days, Charlie. In fact, an L plater got fined from being too far from home the other day.
Only Tesla. Victoria. Yeah.
Tesla. Buy hold or sell.
Not for us, Tesla. Look, I mean, you either believe it's an automobile manufacturer or you believe it's a software company. We believe it's an automobile manufacturer, and it's obviously an expensive one if you look at those measures. We also think demand for cars will be weaker in the next year or two as people reassess their finances. And we just think that the balance sheet doesn't fit our investment process. So we're a sell on Tesla.
Nick, surely you're more positive. Environmental benefits and eventually we'll be allowed to drive again. Buy, hold, or sell Tesla.
Look, I'm going to put a speculative buy on Tesla. And so I'm going to turn it to a speculative buy. Look, I recognise the problems Charlie talks about, and they are bigger problems now than they were going into this, particularly the working capital around the car business. But here's one thing I do know about Tesla. You can only lose 100% of your money if you buy Tesla here today. So you can only lose the whole lot. The reality is you could make thousands of percent. This company sits at the start of the biggest S-curve in the world today, which is the shift to electric cars. It's got huge brand leadership. You have to take a very long-term view, and so that's why I call it a speculative buy, but I think it's one of the most interesting companies in the world today, and so that's why I would do it.
Okay, Nick, let's keep building that long-term bridge and get us to the other side. What's a stock that's going to just waltz its way through the coronavirus economy and keep growing in the medium to long term?
Yeah, okay. So look, one thing I know about the coronavirus is we will solve it. We will solve it with some form of technology. And in fact, we will solve everything in life with technology from here. That's pretty obvious, whether it's the cloud, et cetera. The company I'm going to give you is a company called ASML. We think it's the most important company in the world that no one's ever heard of, is what we call it. And what they do is they essentially make high-end lithography machines. So they are the company responsible for extending Moore's Law, for making semiconductors smaller and smaller and smaller. What's interesting in the last few years is they've now got a monopoly position on the highest end semiconductors. So the lithography machines they sell for about 200 million euros each or 150 million euros each for the small ones. And they effectively have a monopoly to TSMC, Samsung, et cetera. So this company grows no matter what from here. It grows no matter what for a very, very, very long period of time. And all technical innovation in the world will not happen without them. Hence, we call them the most important company in the world that no one's ever heard of. It's ASML. It's listed in Holland. You're paying about a PE of 21, 22 times for it today. This is a great opportunity to buy.
Charlie, same question to you. What's going to get us there? You build the bridge. We'll be there in 5 years' time. We'll be in this company.
Well, I think everyone wants to get closer to their customers. So I'm still a major bull on Salesforce, even though the headwinds in the short term might be reasonably substantial. I think everyone wants a 360-degree view of their customer. Everyone wants to know more about their customer. Everyone wants to sell more directly to their customer, particularly in an online world. So I think Salesforce has made numerous acquisitions later, which increases its product suite. I think it's a particularly high-growth company that will be around in 5 years and be much bigger than it is now. And the basis for the premise is that every single business wants to know more about its customer and service that customer better. And even if that means remotely in the new world that we're heading towards. So Salesforce is a reasonably big investment for us. And I think that'll be one for the, one over the next 5 years that'll compound in value.
For all those people worried about their job in this recession, don't worry. Technology and machines are going to do it for us. Get on board.